Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Reetha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Zulie.
Good morning, Jim. How are you this fine Monday morning? Well, Jim, I guess you're not there.
Good morning, Reetha.
There you are.
Good morning, Reetha. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
And here we are. I can't believe it's already, what is this, February, God, where are we at now?
The 23rd.
1965. Reetha, wow.
You know, in 1965, I never would have believed I'd see 2015.
Yeah.
Of course, I didn't think that anyone lived past 30 at the time. So.
Well, that's just it. You know, and back, you remember when we would be talking and like, wow, look at this movie that's coming out about the future, 1980 or something. It sounded so much in the distant future, and it came and went. And
absolutely.
You know, then the big 2000, and I even bought newspapers. It's like, I have to have this for memorabilia. And now the 2000 newspapers are old.
And now everything's online.
Yeah, it's all online. Well, that's more your expertise, but I'll tell you, it is amazing how fast the time goes by. And I want to, well, now, you were traveling again, Reetha? Were you gone? Were you out of town again or no?
I was working. I was sick. I was traveling. I've done all those things since I've last talked to you, at least on the show. I went down to San Diego to do some work, and I ended up being too sick to do that. I was in L.A. and did some work. I did a fascinating thing. It's for a video game that I can't talk about at all. But I really don't know anything, so I have nothing to keep secret. But it was a wonderful job. I went in, and they had cameras set up all around, and I just sat in the middle. They took two snapshots with maybe 30 cameras or so from all different angles. And they did that a couple of times, and I was out of there. It was a wonderful job.
Jeez. You know, you anticipate all these things you're going to, and there's so much involvement. The expo's coming up, and Reetha, I'll tell you, I'm literally taking deep breaths trying to keep up with this, but when you're talking about the L.A. Convention Center, that's a little job there. I mean, it's something different for me anyway.
You're going to get into that for your hot topics, so let's go on to hot topics right now.
Well, okay,
guys. You're going to go into that actually later on in the show. So
we're
going to
go into it later on, but I got a little hot topic to touch on. It's just a quick one.
Okay.
And are we ready to do the hot topic?
Ripped from the headline. Today's hot topic.
Okay, guys, we're going to be talking about the expo because it is just amazing. But for now, I've been talking to a lot of baby boomers, and people call in and so on, and it's basically, think before you act, guys. I don't mind making mistakes, but why do they have to be so costly, you know? And then this is regarding decisions and whatever. Don't be impulsive. Young or old, you don't need to get a setback, especially when you're 65. I was about in my 60s, and I invested in a lot of real estate. You know that from the prior shows. And I thought, well, okay, this will be a little retirement, and boom, I didn't anticipate Katrina hitting and things like that, and, you know, you just have to take your time. I've been talking to baby boomers, and they have, you know, the statement, if only I had waited or did my homework about whatever situation. But see, the problem is often, you know, we're impulsive, and we want to move forward with a purchase or decision. We want to rush into decision on real estate, whether it's buying furniture, you know, the scenario on the, here we are retired, so let's get an RV or a boat or one of the timeshares. I mean, they could be fine. Timeshares could be fine, boats and all. I mean, but when you're moving ahead, and whether it's marketing and investing and so on and so forth, don't be impulsive. Take a little bit of time. Sometimes we, you know, let's get this done. And, you know, you want to have enough knowledge about your investments. And you really don't want consultation. You want to talk to the experts in the field and sit back and evaluate, is this a good move? Should I buy this apartment complex? Or, you know, if that's not your area, it could be a car purchase or whatever. Should I get this particular car? Well, maybe it's 100 or 200 more a month, and maybe you should think about that. So if you want to get something done, I know they say just do it. Well, that's true, but it kind of relates to if you're talking about fixing a cabinet or cutting the grass or cleaning out those cabinets. Yeah, just get it done. Wake up in the morning and start emptying out those closets. But when it comes to these other situations, take some time and do
your
research.
Bottom line, they need to think before they act.
Think before you act, Reed.
Absolutely. Well, I know some people that were thinking last night. I watched the Oscars, or at least I tried to. I have to admit, I kept falling asleep. So my hot topic is the Oscars. What little of it that I did see, some of it I thought the opening number was great. The people receiving the awards were great. There were some wonderful speeches, and the performance by John Legend and Common was just fabulous. And Neil Patrick Harris had some hits and he had some misses, but don't we all? But the gowns were beautiful. I think most of the women dressed absolutely fabulously. J-Lo, as usual, looked wonderful. You know, the usual suspects who looked great. There were just a few people, and I can't even really name anyone that I thought just was dressed horrible, except for the dress with the, like, bandeau top. That was kind of cheeky or something. But most of the women really dressed well. And overall, I thought the Oscars were okay. They were really long. Really, really, really long. But congratulations to all the winners, and there were no losers. If you were nominated, you're a winner. So let's go on to our first commercial.
Okay. Are we going
presenting
on a commercial?
NetworkAroundWheels.com, a groundbreaking networking website that provides businesses and nonprofits with free thumbnail advertising if they uplift and inspire, as well as give back to their communities. For more information, please visit NetworkAroundWheels.com. Presenting NetworkAroundWheels.com, a groundbreaking networking website that provides businesses and nonprofits with free thumbnail advertising if they uplift and inspire, as well as give back to their communities. For more information, please visit NetworkAroundWheels.com.
And we're back. And Aretha, thank you for all that information, and it sounds exciting. I don't know the people that I did back in the 60s and 70s. They're a little different, but we have somebody on the line that's a special, special guest for us, Jerry O'Brien. Jerry, are you on the line?
Hello, Jim. Yes. Hi, Aretha.
Hi, Jerry.
Hello,
how
Jerry.
You?
All right. Well, Jerry,
I'm amazing.
You're an amazing guy, yeah. Thank you for being on the show, Jerry. And I'll tell you, so much going on. You are, you know, it's like I tell people when I was talking to you over at Sammy Maloof's garage, and he's an amazing person too. And you and I had a chance to sit down and chat for a while. And, you know, all that I saw, I mean, you're telling me there's so much more in your life. There's your amazing story in itself. I mean, all that you've gone through. But the bottom line is, for us baby boomers, sometimes you need motivation, and that's how I look at you. You are a person that, you know, I know it sounds corny, but the word inspirational and things like that, but you are, especially to people that have situations and handicaps and so on. And tell us a little bit about what you're up to.
I had such an amazing day yesterday. We are getting for the Ascent Expo, an amazing event. Everyone needs to get out there. I mean, if you're not, you're just not networking. You're not networking, and you're not trying to change the world we live in. So the Ascent is just such an amazing thing. So yesterday, I was working with some Topsers to produce the first Networker on Wheels commercial, TV commercial, YouTube commercial, and working with Adam Cole and Catherine and Sam Loof, who's an amazing stunt car driver with films like Furious and
Jerry,
Transformers.
Let me do a quick interruption, Jerry. Call back in because we're getting a staticky with you. I don't want to miss anything you're saying. Okay, guys. We got sometimes
so
we have a little static on the lines, or you know another one, Retha, is when I noticed, and now how does this work? When you're talking to somebody and they put you on speaker, what causes that feedback sometimes? You know, that's hard.
That's,
if I'm talking to you and I go...
That's a sound in the background of the person that's listening, actually. It bounces back through the speaker. And it creates a sound. So a lot of time they think it's the background of the person that's talking.
We got him back on. Jerry, are you back on with us?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Here you go. Oh, that's,
is that better?
That's a lot more clear. Yeah. We were just talking about that, Jerry. Sometimes when I'm talking to somebody, I hear my own voice, and I get that echo, and Retha was explaining to it. So go ahead, Jerry. You were talking about, this is on fire, isn't it?
Jerry, are you there?
Okay, Retha, what we were talking about, and Jerry, pop in when you're on. When I talk to someone and I'm getting that feedback, I know when we see the stuff on CNN, sometimes there's a delay, but is that in tune with if that person is on speaker, does it make a difference when you're on cell phone to cell phone and somebody's on speaker and somebody's not?
It's just a matter of how much, if there's too much noise in the background, it echoes and it causes all of this sound distortion. That's why when they have noise-canceling headphones, you can hear better because it cancels out all the background noise.
Okay.
So that's what's important.
Do
we
Jerry
have Jerry
was,
back?
All right, just break in whenever. There you are. Hey, we lost
you. Okay, I just called back in on my cell phone. There must be a problem with the landline, so I apologize.
Sounds good. Thanks for calling in again, Jerry. No, you're a busy guy, but yes, you are on button.
So
I tell you, this Ascent Expo is blowing up here.
Well, Jerry, you were talking about networking. Now, I'm not good at networking, but you're a networker on wheels. So, and you're telling us about people not networking. How do you network?
I network. I mean, most people network and they don't even know they're networking. If you can talk with another person, you're networking. Asking questions while talking with another person, what about their life, what they do, who they know, is key. If you don't know who other people know, then you're not networking. And being introduced to those people is the way to network properly.
And what's the advantage of networking?
The advantage of doors could open. I mean, one person came to me and I was talking with them, and then they introduced me to a family member of theirs who knows somebody else. And next thing I know three people from one person that can take you to a different level in life. And the key is, I feel, you don't get introduced to somebody else without wanting to help that person grow at the same time. So what can you do for them? Because they're helping you. Help one another.
You have a pretty, your commercial is it draws people. It's an amazing commercial to put together.
It's amazing. I mean, just that short commercial. And then yesterday we were shooting with Catherine and Adam Cole, both top producers in the field in Hollywood here. And amazing. Sammy Maloof, stunt car driver, Transformers, Fast and Furious. We did some stunts yesterday in the pouring rain.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, you guys
troopers.
Got stuck in the rain. Oh, my God.
Yeah, and everybody was troopers, and it was just amazing. I mean, God was definitely with us yesterday, like every day, and blessings on top of blessings on top of blessings. And the networking that happened at the shop, I brought the the walk and roll dance crew in and set up Sammy's cars in his garage there, and they did a dance routine, and it's just amazing stuff. And one of Sammy's friends is with Estee Lauder, and she's going to do the girls' faces and stuff for the events that they do, and came on as a sponsor for the dance team. Just amazing stuff.
Amazing.
And
yeah,
your son is amazing, Eric, who networks I work with and stuff like that. And that's just the easy way of doing things, right?
You know, we had people on the line, and they're saying that they're doing the hashtag. I don't understand it all, but they're putting the Facebook out and the hashtags and so on, and they're getting such by posting these, you know, situations with Eric and the expo and so on, and they're saying my following, you know, has increased dramatically, and this has increased and that. So when you're talking about the networking factor, someone who isn't really into the technology, as I'm seeing all this.
Well, guess who we have with us? We actually have the man himself, Eric Zuli, on the line. Eric.
Oh, Eric's not on the... Wow, Eric's here. I thought you were...
What's going on, everybody?
Hi, Eric.
Hey, is that our man Jerry? Is that Networker on Wheels there?
Jerry is
yes,
on the line.
Yes, it is.
I apologize, guys. I was just on an unavoidable conference call, and I know it was promoted that I was going to be on, but it was unavoidable. It's just so exciting with the Ascend Expo coming up. And actually, it's cool that Jerry's on the line, because Jerry O'Brien, networkeronwheels.com, is one of our title sponsors for Easyway Broadcasting, and they're actually going to be doing an amazing exhibitor booth with the Miss Wheelchair, with Insanity, the that's on TV, that is involved with them. Jerry's brought so much to the table, man, and we're appreciative. And I haven't heard, man. Have you told him about the commercial with Sammy Maloof and our man and Adam and the whole Easyway team? I can't wait to hear about it.
We were just talking about it,
yeah.
And let me tell you, the heavens opened up and started pouring on us, and it was just an amazing day, and I'm not an actor, so we took many takes to get my lines down. And believe it or not, there's a speeding car involved, a ramp, Sammy Maloof, and me in my power wheelchair rolling into the middle of the road, and that's all I'll say until the Ascent Expo, where you'll see it live.
I'm so bummed I wasn't able to be there. I was supposed to be there. I was supposed to be in it and everything, but I have to focus on this Ascend Expo. It's so big now. There's so much to talk about. And I don't know, Aretha, you know, Dad, I don't know if you guys have been telling them about the one-day VIP pass giveaway that we're going to be doing here. The Ascend Expo tickets are $40 a piece, but we have four free tickets for you guys to give away, do a little Twitter contest or whatever. But, man, we have David Henry from Disney's Wizard of Waverly Place with Selena Gomez confirmed now. We have the founder of Make-A-Wish Foundation, Dr. Michael Beckwith, which will be on my show tomorrow. It's a special show at 2 o'clock. He's tweeting it out, as well as myself and the whole team. We have over 14 people that are tweeting this out. Aretha, you got to get in the action, man. We're not seeing the tweets. We're not seeing you ascending the easy way yet.
No.
Aretha's going to be there. She'll be doing her what is it, that thing you do, Aretha, that little dance? No, I don't know if she's going to do the
twerk
dance.
No, I won't be twerking at the Ascend Expo. Well, maybe. But at any rate.
On my red carpet
we
only,
have
Aretha.
Only
on my red carpet.
Yeah, there you go.
But, Eric, you send out so many tweets, it's almost impossible to retweet.
Well, actually, believe it or not, it's not me. I only tweet maybe
200 times a minute.
No, actually 3-4 times a day at the max, but we have it looks like maybe 40 or 50 people that are retweeting and getting in the action along with the Ascend Expo, and it's what you call trending now. It's like a minusculely trending. Remember the Peace Fund Games, Aretha? Colin and his whole team is involved with us. So we're doing the kind of same thing that we did at the Peace Fund Games with the Ascend Expo, and it's hashtag ascending and hashtag EasyWay. It's kind of like the Ice Bucket Challenge. It's like all these different things that people start getting involved in, and more people get involved, more and more people. Now we have A&E's Storage Wars. Our man Renee, he's going to be getting involved, and even Michael Beckwith is retweeting the show tomorrow, and so the buzz is really starting to develop, and we have so much confirmed on this event. I don't want to like just toss the Sun Expo in here, but I'm just so excited to let everybody know like what's involved. We have the co-founder of E! Entertainment. We have my partner Shelley Hunt, the founder of Women of Global Change, and Aretha, your friend. Me and her are doing E2N, the E2N TV network, which this show, Baby Boomers Live, is going to be on E2N on television network here real soon. We have Bill Duke, who we all know from The Predator and Love. He'll be promoting his book. We have over 44 different performances. My dad has been doing an amazing job coordinating and doing the schematics and the whole overview of the whole street. We even have ballroom dancers. We have fashion designers coming on now. We're talking to a company right now that has giant like sculptures and like big metal sculptures. They want to bring stuff in. Bill Brown's bringing in food and we got
Antonio Giolini.
I was saving the best for last. Antonio Giolini, which is Dick Clark's former partner. He's the founder of the Family Film Awards on Channel 2, CBS. He's the founder of the Olympia Awards, backed by the United Nations. He was Dick Clark's former partner. Now he's my partner. It's EasyWay Broadcasting presenting Antonio Giolini Productions at the EasyWay Street at the Ascent Expo. And that's just like our stuff. That's not counting the Ascent Expo and the 44-foot red carpet that they have. They have over, I hear like 40 speakers. They're all really high-level established speakers. There's I think it's like 18 or 20 different sections and zones, and there's major VIP. We're going to have a big VIP lounge. It's a 50,000-foot stage in the center of 144,000 square feet. That's the size of two football stadiums. You know, this and the real cool thing is this is people with good hearts that are wanting to ascend others. That's why we did the hashtag ascending. They're wanting to lift up and bring up others that are like-minded individuals, and they're business owners. I mean, literally, we've gotten a potential 16, 17, maybe 18 potential deals with EasyWay Broadcasting just by being involved in this. So to get a ticket and be involved in the Ascent Expo and just be able to network with what's involved in this is exponential. And that's, you know, hashtag Ascent Expo. You can follow Ascent Expo and then EasyWay Broadcast. We're a big part of this. We have our section. It's 10,000 square feet, and there's still a little bit of room to get involved. If there's anybody that wants to get an exhibitor space, if anybody wants to get some advertising, and then we're going to be announcing our huge new, our big new website on behalf of My Pocket and Gucci Web Designs, our huge new website that's going to have a special system for advertisers where they can actually measure and know exactly what their analytics is, exactly how many numbers is. They can go in and edit how big they want their flyer to be, their banners. They can actually do their own stuff. We don't even do it. It's a whole system that they develop for us. And all of our sections between the EasyWay Angels, sports, we're doing EasyWay Sports now. We have EasyWay Entertainment, film and television, events, fundraising, business. It goes on and on of people that are wanting to get involved in this. So we're just expanding, and it's all going to be in the website, real simple for everybody. And we're even developing a community, kind of like Facebook, for people to really be involved and really do it the easy way. So I recommend, man, hashtag easy way. Get involved in the movement. It's getting exciting. Even if you're a baby boomer, you'll love it. Oh, and for the baby boomers, I forgot, we have the Soul Train dancers on Sunday.
Train.
Everybody,
I remember that show.
Everybody remembers Soul Train. So we have the Soul Train dancers. Shout-outs to Chester Whitmore and Dante Obligation and all his people. You know, they're putting the whole thing together on Sunday. I just came out in the cover of Avant-Garde Magazine with Shelley Hunt. Shout-outs to Avant-Garde Magazine.
And you and Shelley look fabulous. I saw the cover. You guys look so good.
It was a fun shoot.
Thank you so much. And we have to give love and respect to Mariah Diamond for shooting such a wonderful shot. And then as well as Avant-Garde Magazine. And you know, I want to throw this out real quick to Michelle. Michelle, if you're listening, you are, I don't want to say a one-man band because you got a great team, but to me, you're like a one-man band. I mean, you do a lot of things yourself, and you do all the editing. You put it all together. You make sure it's done on time. I own a network myself, so I know what goes into that. In fact, we're going to be launching a preview version of our magazine. We're launching Easy Way Magazine. So I'm going to get an idea of what it is, and I already have an idea. Shout out to Michelle, man. It's a lot of work doing what you did, and you produce an amazing magazine. I got tons of people hitting us up. If you want to order the magazine, you guys can go to avantgardemagazineonline.com, and I really recommend you get your issue. Me and Shelly will sign it for you. Come down to the Ascent Expo. It's just going to be incredible.
When and where is the Ascent Expo going to take place, Eric?
February 27th, February 28th, and March 1st at the L.A. Convention Center.
Yeah, see, my dad's on it. You should know that, Retha. You're the host. You should know all this stuff.
I know that. I wanted you to say it, though. People need to know where to go.
I know that I speak fast, and I know your baby boomers are probably like, dude.
And baby boomers, hello. And remember,
like,
baby boomers.
Where do I go to see all this fabulous stuff? And how do they get tickets?
Okay, so here's what's going on. It's at the Los Angeles Convention Center on February 27th.
There you go, Eric. You remember, you're talking to baby boomers now, so slow down a little bit.
I'm excited, man, and I don't know how much time I have. I'm trying to get a lot of information in. But it's at the Los Angeles Convention Center. It's February 27th, 28th, and March 1st. In order to get tickets, all you need to do is hit us up at Easy Way Broadcasting on our fans page or our Twitter, or call us at 424-209-9290. We'll handle you personally, and your tickets will be waiting for you at the door. And Easy Way personally promises a guarantee that you will not have any trouble as long as you're on the list and coming to this event. It's family friendly, it's network friendly, it's business friendly, it's entertainment friendly. And if you buy 5 tickets, Retha will give you a personal twerking session.
That'll discourage them.
I'm
I don't know about all that. I've seen you on the red carpet before, Retha.
I've seen her with a big snake wrapped around her neck. Yeah, remember that, Retha?
What's it going to take to get you to twerk on Jerry's red carpet? Because we're going to do a little private little networker on wheels special session on the Easy Way Street.
Hey, I'm there. I'm in. Jerry's one of my favorite people.
Thank you so much.
I
love Retha.
I think you found one of your new celebrity spokespeople.
I love Retha. We met at the Retha and I met at the StubHub event for the veterans on Veterans Day with Eric Zulli and Jim Zulli and stuff. And I'll tell you, just an amazing person. And I watched her on TV on Betty White's Off Your Rockers. And boy, I joke all the time. I use a power wheelchair or a manual chair, and I joke with people and say, "Look out, no brakes," and stuff like that. So I love that show. And it's so sad.
Nothing
that
like humor.
So off.
Yeah.
Humor breaks down
too.
Barriers. Humor breaks down more barriers than our federal
exactly.
government.
You know,
okay,
Jerry, I've always said you
too.
Can rule the world with a smile. You know.
Hey, Jerry, I have a quick question for Networker on Wheels, and this is just for my sheer curiosity. But since you've gotten involved with us, has your website traffic increased at all?
Yes, our website traffic has increased. Our Twitter followers have increased. And I just, you know, this is an amazing crew. Everything from the Baby Boomer Show to Eric Zulli's show to Easy Way Broadcasting. I mean, if you're not teamed up with Easy Way Broadcasting and these two shows, then you're really not with it. And if you don't know how to network, like Retha was asking a minute ago, if you don't know how to network, we'll teach you how to network. Because all you have to do is get out there. Because if you're in your house and you just stay in your house, you're not networking. You need to get out of your house and get into the community, get online, get on Twitter, get on Facebook, and network. It's a global reach today, people. The milkman doesn't come to your house anymore.
you can order your milk online.
I want to point this out too. I'm glad that the traffic has increased. I'm glad you guys have been seeing results. And on top of that, you know it's going to keep growing. So you guys already had your own traffic. You're going to have the benefits and the enhancement from EasyWay. And so there's going to be a lot of traffic coming to your site. And what I love about what Networking on Wheels does is if you're helping your community, if you have a good heart, if you're a good person, and you want free, F-R-E-E exclamation point, free thumbnail advertising on networkeronwheels.com, that is accessible. And this is the man himself right here. Jerry, I don't know if you want to give your phone number or your email or how people can get in touch with you if they want free thumbnail advertising. And I will tell you this, guys. At one point, we had 1 million viewers a month on WTVnetworks.com, and we will be at that again after the Ascent Expo. Mark my words.
It is
well,
amazing.
They can go to www.networkeronwheels.com, and the Contact Us page is there, and click on Contact Us and send me an email through Contact Us, and I'll get back to you right away. We're a little busy getting ready for the Ascent Expo. I'm just so excited to be involved with it. Yesterday at the filming with the Walk and Roll Dance team, we did an amazing job in Sammy Maloof's garage with his cars all set up nicely, and he's actually selling tickets to give away a Cobra to help his charity. Amazing, amazing guy, amazing stuff. And we joked all day long. I think that Sammy Maloof loves to joke around. He loves to joke around.
He loves to joke around. He's got a good heart, and he's a faith-based guy. I love him.
Let me expand upon that a little bit, Jerry. What's happening, guys, is there's going to be a special giveaway on behalf of Winning at the Race of Life. It's a nonprofit that helps kids, you know, learn how to drive, and it helps community. You got to look at it. Go to SammyMaloof.com. You'll get more information. But Winning at the Race of Life, you get your tickets, and they're putting that into a donation plate for that nonprofit, and they're going to, at the end of the year, announce the winner of a $150,000 car, Shelby Cobra car. So you have the potential of winning a really nice car just by getting a ticket for $20 and supporting an amazing cause. So we really appreciate Sammy Maloof and the whole Winning at the Race of Life team. And they've been tweeting this like crazy. I mean, we get about 10 tweets a day. So we really appreciate their help and their push, as well as the Ascent Expo and what they've been doing. And there's a lot more in store. There's so many different giveaways. We're going to be giving away stuff from Modair. We're going to be doing stuff with Buy. There's other sponsors that are coming in. It's coming in by the dozens, because we got 3 days left, man. It's all hitting now. It's going to be amazing. And the networking alone, I mean, I'll say this, guys, this is like on the down low, but we're in touch right now. We're in talks with the vice president of one of the biggest banks in the world potentially coming to this. Okay, that's how awesome and how much the word is spread. And this came from social media. I got a call yesterday, and you know, my dad knows who I'm talking about. I got an email. People are coming in. They're responding off of this because this is a like-minded, amazing summit, major, major expo. It's just amazing. Hey, Aretha, Dad, you guys got a caller. If you guys want to grab this caller coming in, 213-1400. 213-1400, caller, you're on the line here. I'm gonna take my time and give it to the callers here.
Hello, caller.
Hi. Am I on the air?
Who do we have on the line?
This is Maria Melton with the Children's Trust Fund of Los Angeles.
Maria. Wow. Hello, Maria. Thank you for coming on. I know you're a busy lady, and Aretha's on with us. Aretha? Maria.
Hi, Maria.
Hi.
Hi,
the
Maria.
Los Angeles Children's Trust Fund. Wow.
Hi, Maria.
Jerry, you still on with it? Okay.
Yes, hi.
Hi, Maria. Eric Zuli with EasyWay Broadcast, and thanks for coming on, sweetie.
Thank you, Eric. You're the best.
We are so you know, guys, in honor and highlighting Maria and coming on the show today, Maria Melton, which is the director of the Los Angeles Children's Trust Fund, is going to be bringing the Los Angeles Children's Trust Fund to the EasyWay Street. They're going to have an exhibitor space, and we're going to do the best we can to raise donations, awareness, whatever we can to help. What is it, 120,000 foster kids, Maria?
Wow. You know, Eric, I think that it's even more than that. But L.A. County basically has one of the largest documented foster care populations in the world. And there's over 40,000 youth in care on any one given day here in Los Angeles County, which is staggering.
Wow.
And we here at the Children's Trust Fund, which has been in existence for 45 years, do our best every day to bring goods and services to those youth. We helped about 70,000 children last year. So we not only assist foster youth, but probation youth and at-risk youth out in the community as well. There's 5 employees that work in our organization. So miracles happen every day, and we're just very blessed. And we're blessed to have partners like you, Eric, and an Easy Way, because you're always there to support us. So we're here to support you today and the Ascent Expo.
And Maria, I remember when we did a little interview with you. Wasn't it over at Pepper J's, Actors Reporter?
Yes, it was. That was a fun day.
We love Pepper.
You know, I want to say this really quick to Maria. And by the way, we have Jackie Solomon on the line too. I just pulled her in. She called in. Your amazing helper she's much more than a helper, but your amazing right hand there. But I wanted to say thank you for that medal that you gave me. And you know, I don't know what it means exactly and who's gotten it and what's behind it. But the fact that you, I really don't. I have no clue. I just know it's heavy. And it says the Trust Fund Hero Medal, and it was such an honor to receive that. It was such a surprise, and I mean, I just wanted to say that on air. I'm trying not to have tears. Thank you so much.
It's amazing. I mean, the people that Easy teams up with, and the Baby Boomer Show, it's just amazing. It's so touching. You're talking with somebody that actually was in the foster care system in New York. And was at Little Flower Children's Home for a while. My mom had a nervous breakdown, and so I ended up in the system. And I'll tell you that there's all different kinds of ways that kids end up in the foster care system. It's not always that their parents abandoned them or something like that. My mom had a nervous breakdown, and the foster care system was there to help our family. So there's all different ways, and programs like yours, giving back to the foster kids and mentoring them and things like that, being there for them, is going to keep them out of jail, keep them off of drugs. I think everybody needs to know about what you do.
Thank you so very much for that. We, you know, we feel that there's not enough that can be done. I mean, every day we feel humbled and blessed by the miracles we feel happen around the Children's Trust Fund and the kids that we serve. But we know there's just so much more. And I have some history as well, so I know exactly what you're speaking of in my personal life. But I got to say, you know, it's a blessing to be part of the Children's Trust Fund and as the director of this organization that gives 100%, and I mean 100% of every dollar that we get as a donation goes to the youth and families.
That,
nobody else can say that.
That
it's
is
so
the
very
real
rare.
Deal.
That's the real
it, yeah.
deal. And, you know, we've got Jackie on the line, and the reason why I was doing, Eric, if you'll recall, we were on your show because we were talking about a major event that was just in the works that was coming up in April. And April the 25th, we're having the Celebrity Flag football game that was created by One Child at a Time, was one of our partners, and Jackie Solomon, who's on the line, is the founder of One Child at a Time. So can we give her a minute to tell the community what's going on?
No, definitely, but let me give the proper introduction. Sorry to interrupt, but I want everybody to understand that Jackie Solomon does a thing called One Child at a Time Celebrity Basketball or Football or some sort of sports. And I met her at the Staples Center, as well as many, many amazing individuals. They had so many celebrities there, and the celebrities versus the N1 team. The celebrities won. I don't know how that happened, but it was a packed place. And it was produced very well. It was a red carpet. It was amazing. And so moving forward into April, Jackie, now let me transition you into this wonderful event, flag football. You're raising money. Jackie Solomon, everybody.
Hey, hello, Jackie.
All right.
Hello.
Welcome on our show.
You're welcome. This is an honor.
You're probably not a baby boomer, but it's a baby boomer show, but we'd love to have you.
Oh, I am. But anyway, so we're doing it again. One Child at a Time, do it again. We're doing a celebrity flag football game to benefit DCFS foster youth. Tickets are available now at childrenstrustfund.net. Click on events now and you can purchase tickets online. The event is Saturday, April 25th.
that's at the Monarch Stadium. That's Los Angeles Valley College. And so far we have confirmed, or like we have Snoop Dogg, Neo, Manny Pacquiao, Jordan Farmer, Cameron Boyce, just to name a few. And
you forgot to say that Eric Zulli is refereeing.
That's right, Eric Zulli. Eric Zulli, no, you're going to actually be the host. How about that?
Oh, that works. I'll host
and this year's actor versus artist playing flag football to benefit DCFS Foster Youth. So see you guys out there.
So I got a little surprise for you guys, and you know, I'm so excited, and I love the Los Angeles Children's Trust Fund so much. So I've been texting away, and we got a couple of my friends on the line. I got my man Ro Brooks from Tyler Perry's Haves and the Have Nots. Ro, what's up?
Woo woo!
Haves and the Have Nots.
And I watch that show. Oh my God, I run home to watch it. I love it. I love you.
Thank you. So
welcome to our little baby boomer show here. And a lot of interesting guests call in.
I've been listening, and I wanted to, you know, make sure I got on early. It's been a rough weekend and everything. So I just wanted to call and congratulate you guys. I hear all the great things you guys are doing over there, and I want to lend my support in any way, you know, if possible. So, you know, congratulations on everything.
Thank you for calling in. And you know, everybody's so busy, and Aretha and I talk about, you know, with the baby boomers, keeping busy. And, you know, what Jerry and Maria and everybody's saying, it's like, this is so important because you meet people. You get out, you meet people. And, like, I realize some of you guys are not our age, but, you know, we talk about, isn't it interesting, the people you meet when you're involved in a situation like this?
Yeah.
It's amazing, and I love that a lot of celebrities in our community here in Hollywood, New York, and the major cities are using their celebrity to give back, and a lot of times you don't even know it, folks. You have no idea because they're just using their star power to help these organizations grow and give back. That's amazing. I got to thank you for what you do.
Speaking of star power, thank you. You're right, Jerry. And speaking of star power, guys, I have another friend of mine online. I've just been tweeting. I've been texting. We're getting responses. I got my man.
Wow.
I got my man Renee. You guys might remember a little show called Storage Wars on A&E. Renee, what's up?
Storage Wars.
What's up, guys?
Welcome, Renee, to the Baby Boomer Show.
Hey, thank you.
Even though you're not a baby boomer.
You know, I don't know what qualifies a baby boomer. I'm about to turn 40, so I think I'm still out of the loop, ain't I?
A little bit out of the loop.
No. You have to be born between 46 and 64.
There you go.
Oh, no, I'm a post-baby boomer.
So guys,
yeah,
I just want to let all the listeners know that the people that you're listening on this show will be at the Ascent Expo, will be at the event in April, which you guys can get more information. By the way, Jackie, Maria, where do they go if they want to get tickets, if they want to get involved in this event you're talking about, this amazing, amazing fundraiser?
Children's TrustFund.net is our website, and you push on events now, and you could go ahead and purchase tickets online there. And Mr. Ro Brooks, you go to church with my hairdresser.
You are. Oh, my goodness.
You go to church. You go to church in the valley, don't you?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Spirit of
Zion. It's a small world after
my hairdresser, Monique. And
I go to Zion.
Do you do? And she's supposed to be asking you to be involved in our celebrity flag football. So would you be involved? Would you come out on April 25th? It's at LA Valley College, right
you
by
have
your
my
house.
Confirmation on air.
Huh?
You have my confirmation on air.
Hey!
Yay!
Awesome. Oh, cool. So cool.
We can't forget about my man Renee from Storage Wars, because he's used to battling it out with people that want to like tackle him and stuff on the show. So Renee, what's up? You in on you gonna play some flag football?
He's in.
Yeah.
Eric, he's in. He just said it. He's on air and he's in.
No.
All
that was
right.
We're confirming that on live air. That was Ro Brooks. That was Ro Brooks from Tyler Perry's Haves and the Have Nots. Now we're talking to Renee from Storage Wars. Renee, are you in? Are you going to play some football, flag football?
I must warn you, I'll be the best tight end for about the first 5 minutes. I got a sidekick problem. So we just need to make sure we got an oxygen machine and maybe a doctor on standby. But for 5 minutes, I'm gonna be doing some balling.
Absolutely.
Hey, Renee, should we tell them that at the Peace Fund games with Adrian Paul from Highlander, when I hosted that and I played, you were the first one I pegged in the face?
Yes. No, Eric, like, first one to meet him. You know, I heard about him. I know the easy way. Everybody does it. So the first thing he does, he shoots me in the back of the head like 3 times. He's like, hey, it's great to meet you. I'm Eric. Shot me the head.
We had the most fun celebrity paintball tournament for a good cause. It's a cause called the Peace Fund Games, and Renee was one of the celebrities on it. And this was actually my second time playing paintball, so unfortunately, I accidentally don't know how to use the gun very well. And this is kind of how we became friends. I shot him in the back of the head.
Yeah, I learned that the cameraman doesn't stand out in the field. I learned the hard way. When the camera started turning green and my back, and I was covered with these little orange, red, green little spots. And believe me, you feel them when they hit you.
Oh, yeah. I took one at the neck that luckily didn't leave a mark because we were filming the next day, but it hurt. I had
black and blue marks, yeah. And they're not, you do, you can.
So if
she was a celebrity, I don't know who it was, but she was standing there in one of those little houses, you know, and a guy came around a corner and shot her 3 times. And before it happened, I looked at her hands and I thought, you know, these delicate little hands. And sure enough, a couple minutes later, she came out in tears and walked out of the place. I followed her. She dropped to her knees and dropped her gun and just kind of fell over because she got shot 3 times in the hands with those paintballs. You feel those things.
Okay, I'm not going to say who it was, but I will say that the person you're talking about is performing on our stage at the Ascent Expo. And so you
she
can
was
come
a trooper.
Yes.
She was a trooper. She came back, you know, and it's amazing. You know, it's whatever, you know.
Go ahead, Renee.
The second event, right? The second battle we did that day, the big castle one, because I think I see
yes.
that too.
Yes,
yeah,
that's the
girl.
One we're talking about. So if I may, guys, I want to kind of create a little bit of a contest here, a little something to get the fans
Uh-oh.
Interacting and involved. Okay, I'm gonna conjure up a hashtag called Easy Way Gives Back. Okay, and if you want to be supportive of anything that we're talking about, that's a fundraiser that supports a good cause, we're going to start Easy Way Gives Back. So remember that at the Ascent Expo, the Los Angeles Children's Trust Fund is going to have an exhibitor space. They're going to be able to present, hopefully get a lot of donations a lot of different things for that, as well as 4 other charities we have. We'll have Renee from Storage Wars there is doing a signing with his wonderful wife, who's both on the show. We'll have Roe Brooks there. This is not a for sure thing, but Patrick Fawcett, who's the star, though he plays the dad of Tyler Perry's Haves and the Have Nots, is a good friend of mine. And when I was with him, when we had the DeLorean Back to the Future car at the Bright Life event, he told me verbally that he would be there. But with celebrities, you never know. You gotta kind of follow up with them and make sure. But I'm gonna try to do something for this this April event for the Los Angeles Children's Trust Fund, the One Child at a Time Celebrity Flag Football Game. Let's see if we can get Roe Brooks versus Patrick Fawcett. And let's see who can win from the show. So there's one thing. And if you want to be a part of this, you have to hashtag Easy Way Gives Back, okay? And Easy Way Gives Back is going to be the hashtag that's going to be supporting as much as we can these events coming up, the Ascent Expo, as well as this event coming up in April. And we have a couple other events, guys. So remember, if you want to be a part of what you're hearing, you can text 949-836-9596, Easy Way. If you text Easy Way to that number, you will get all the updates of everything that we do, or you can download our application, which will be promoting this. But, yeah, these celebrities that you're listening to on the line, you're hearing it from them yourself on air. They're going to be there, and I'm sure that they're going to be sending some tweets out and some invites to some friends. And so very, very appreciative, and we love having them as our celebrity ambassadors, and we love that they're a part of all the stuff that we do. Aretha, Dad, I'm done taking over your show. I'm going to shut up now. It's all you.
Well, you know, you realize, Aretha, every once in a while I have to take a deep breath just to after I hear her talking. Can you imagine keeping up with them?
I can imagine. Well, I want to thank everyone for coming on to the show. You're all wonderful. Does anyone have any parting words they'd like to give, a website or a Twitter account or whatever?
Well, I got one more guest who just popped on. Sorry, Aretha. Shaunette DePlessis, which is our lead publicist for Easyway Broadcasting. She's also on the Hollywood Black Chamber of Commerce. Shaunette, you there?
I am.
Shaunette. Hello, Shaunette. Welcome to our show.
Hello, Shaunette.
You've got a star-studded group here, Shaunette, a star-studded group, including
my
host, Aretha.
Aretha, I have not met you, but I look forward to it.
Be
careful, she'll do a prank on you. Be careful with Aretha when you meet her.
We got Maria Melton, the director of the Los Angeles Children's Trust Fund, and Jackie Sullivan, the founder of One Child at a Time. We got Renee from Storage Wars. We got Roe Brooks from Tyler Perry Have and the Have Nots. And I think that's it. And Jerry O'Brien from Network on Wheels.
Jerry. You know, you were mentioning this morning when you did a tweet or something, the response you get. Could you go over that real quick?
Who is that for?
Who are you talking to, Dan?
Who just came on the line?
Shaunette DePlessis.
Shaunette, yeah. Shaunette?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Say it again. Well,
when you were, this morning we were talking to you and you mentioned that the difference it made when with your hashtags or your whatever you call them, your tweets and the response you got. You got to remember, I don't understand all that, but you said it made a difference, your responses that you're getting and the followers.
It made a great difference. I had been on Facebook, but really not targeting a specific group of people. Started hashtagging Ascent or Ascending the Easy Way or just Easy Way, and I am inundated with requests, friend requests. It's just exploding. And then on Twitter, I have now reached my limit as far as people I'm following. So the people that I need to add, they just keep joining me or following me so they can get the numbers up so I can go over 2,000 people that I'm following, which increase my Twitter following. So it's all kind of new to me. All I can tell you is I am up till midnight, 1 o'clock, just tweeting, posting, retweeting, reposting, and that is the reason I'm getting the results that I'm getting. So
she called that easy way phobia.
Easy way phobia.
It's an incredible thing to see. And
when we got on Storage Wars first, they told us, okay, well, you guys need to tweet on Facebook, and I'm like, what do you mean we need to tweet? I'm like Tweety Birds? Are we bird messages?
That's what I think.
5 in the morning, she's tweeting, and it's just such a good opportunity to interact with the fans and kind of give back and be involved with, good charity projects. It's an easy way for us. So
it's a good opportunity to sleep. At 2 o'clock in the morning.
We have fans from all over the world, luckily. So, and Casey always tries to spread the message. And, pretty much any charity that asks us for anything, we have a really hard time ever saying no, unless it's really a conflict of the schedule. So, we're pretty involved in a lot of things. And that's why me and Eric became really good friends, too, because the Easy Way does a lot of stuff to give it back, without ever taking the credit. He's involved in so many projects. So basically anything that he does, we try to be involved too.
What is your Twitter handle?
It's R Bargain Hunters. And then Casey is C Bargain Hunters. But it's really easy. Just type in Renee, R-E-N-E, and then Storage Wars, and you'll see all kinds of stuff coming up.
Storage. Aretha and I talk about that. And in our baby boomer scenario, it's like we don't want too much storage because it turns into wars because all this stuff piles up, and by the time you get our age, fortunately, Aretha's house is all clear and free of storage.
I have a kind of a cool announcement. I actually just got a text from two of my magazines that are our partners for Easy Way Broadcasting, Soul Central Magazine, as well as Music That Pays Magazine, and we actually own space in their magazine. They have hundreds of thousands of readers and subscribers. They like this show so much they're going to be putting it in their magazine.
Wow.
Awesome.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Magazines, internet. Wow. This is a long time ago they had magazines. If you wanted to make a phone call, you went home or you had change in your pocket and you went to the store and made a call on the payphone, Now you guys with these phones and everything, this is amazing how you can get out there. Yep, yep.
But hey, guys, I'm sorry. I have to run. We're about to film another episode, so I just wanted to call in for a few minutes. And
well, thanks.
I'm sorry.
Thanks for stopping in.
Thank you so much for stopping in.
Thank you.
Yeah, I want to say we'll be there Sunday.
So we're still working on the details, but we'll definitely be there Sunday. We'll do a signing, and it'll be a lot of fun, and we'll do it the easy way.
There you go.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
This is Will Brooks again. I have to leave myself, but before I leave, I wanted to find out again who is this? You said at my church that I know.
Monique Walker.
Oh. Okay.
Oh.
Monique.
Cool. Yeah. Huh? Cool. So make sure you let Monique know that I've already been confirmed. She'll probably tell me Sunday anyway.
Okay, I'll make sure. so she'll give her my number.
Ro, do you have any Twitter handle or Facebook you want to let us know about?
Yeah, sure. My Twitter handle is Jerome Ro Brooks, all together. Jerome R-O Brooks, that's all together. And my Facebook is Ro Brooks is today's leading man. That's my fan page.
Wonderful. I'm going to have to like your fan page.
Please do. Follow me. But like I said, man, congratulations on everything you guys are doing. And if there's anything ever that I could do, don't hesitate to call me because we do it the easy way.
Yay.
Thank you, my friend, for your support.
Thanks.
All right, now, God bless you all. Have a great day.
All right, thank you.
All right, peace.
Wow, hey, let me go ahead, Jim, if I could give my... my Twitter.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
It is the number one, Creole, capital C-R-E-O-L-E, girl, G-U-R-L.
Oh, we got Creole happening in the house. All right.
That was one of my favorite movies, Reith. King Creole with Elvis. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Remember? Oh, well. What can I say?
Yeah,
but anyway.
To go ahead and follow me, and I'll follow back as soon as possible.
I think Shawnette got bit by the Twitter bug, the easy way Twitter bug. And Maria and Jackie, do you guys have a personal Twitter, or do you guys have a general Los Angeles Trust Fund Twitter? How do people follow you guys?
Mostly, you know, on our websites, we update those on a much more frequent basis. Unfortunately, we don't have a publicist or PR person with us. Hopefully, we'll be able to do that one day. But again, since 100% of all of our donations go directly to youth and families, most of our volunteer base does those kinds of things for us. We have a lot of volunteers out in the community. We couldn't do the work that we do without them. But in the meantime, until we have that blessing of a PR person working with us, you would want to go to childrenstrustfund.net. So it's all one word, children's with an S, trustfund.net, and click on Events Now to learn about the Celebrity Flag football game that's happening on April 25th. And Jackie Solomon is here to talk about One Child at a Time. Tell them what the website is, Jackie.
It's OCAAT events.com, and that's for One Child at a Time. All the information is on there of our events that we had, past events, future events, and also we have Facebook pages, One Child at a Time Facebook, and also Children's Trust Fund Facebook page.
So cool. So
mm-hmm.
cool. Well, anyway, how are we set for time, Eric? This has been amazing. Well, what do you think, Reith? We're going to start a show here. I think I own the network.
I make my own time. You guys want another 2 hours? Let's go. But I don't think Reith can handle that.
No, we don't.
Can I just throw out there my Twitter?
Sure.
Well, you can follow networkeronwheels.com at Twitter at networkeronwhee. Twitter only gives us so many characters. So you can follow me there. You can follow me on Facebook, same thing, networkeronwheels.com. And then you can go to the website as well. We're giving back, guys. So I think that everybody, you don't have to be religious to know that as a person, you should be giving back, whether it's of your time, whether it's donating your time to a nonprofit, working and mentoring youth. The youth are our future. We're losing many of them. Don't Don't give up on them.
Well, thank you, Jerry, and I'll be seeing you this coming weekend.
Yes, I'm excited. I can't wait.
And I'll be calling you before that. Probably be calling
okay,
you today.
And I'm looking forward to the twerking. I'm seated. I use a wheelchair, so it's going to be a lot of fun, Rita. I can't
wait.
Well,
you can start a whole new trend, wheelchair twerking.
That will go viral. We'll have to have Eric record it.
Absolutely.
Okay.
You can watch the
all right,
latest
take care, everyone.
Videos and read
okay.
the most up-to-date
Thanks,
articles.
Everyone.
Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Innovation, philanthropy, consciousness, and commerce collide with Hollywood at the 2015 Ascent Expo at the Los Angeles Convention Center on February 27th through March 1st. Get your company, product, idea, or cause exposed at this historic event, featuring beauty, fashion, art, and music on an enormous center stage with 50 electrifying performances, tens of thousands of people, and a star-studded red carpet. Experience an overwhelming flow of potential customers, clients, business partners, collaborators, and investors. Prime exhibitor space and sponsorships are selling fast. Visit AscentExpo.com. That's AscentExpo.com.
Presenting NetworkAroundWheels.com, a groundbreaking networking website that provides businesses and nonprofits with free thumbnail advertising if they uplift and inspire, as well as give back to their communities. For more information, please visit NetworkAroundWheels.com.
Do you want a stronger internet presence and social media following for you or your business? Eric Easyzuli and his company, Easy Way Entertainment, can help you get discovered. Go to www.easywaybroadcasting.com for prices and packages that can help you take control of your internet presence and gain marketing exposure.
Finally, something to look forward to on Monday morning. I'm Rita Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and I've teamed up with Easy's dad, Jim Zuli, to rock your world on Baby Boomers Live. That's right, every Monday morning at 10 a.m., we will be discussing all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. So, tune in to EasyWayBroadcasting.com on BlogTalkRadio.com to see what Jim and I are up to. Your Mondays will never be the same.
Easy Way Broadcasting wants to thank our media partners, Actors Reporter, Fan TV Global Networks, Soul Central Magazine, Avant Garde Magazine, and everybody else. And, of course, Genesis Radio Birmingham, FM Radio, Easy Way UK. We appreciate all the listeners and everybody that's involved with us on social media.
Hard in Hollywood, got many celebrities ready on deck. Cali love, that's what's good. We doing work the easy way. What can I say? Carolina, yeah, the California, yeah. Making moves and carpets and major interviews. By the pop, ready and now we never lose. Never stop and never play. We go getters. Never play, just rolling the easy way. Life is hard, while I roll the easy way.
You have been listening to Easy Talk and doing it the easy way on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, internationally known radio and TV personality, actor, producer, and social media expert, Eric Easy Zuli. His work has been recognized by Congress. The city and county of Los Angeles have honored him with an award in his name. To find out more about Eric and Easy Way Broadcasting, follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli and check him out on HollywoodItGuy.com.
Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your hosts, Rita Gray, star Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zuli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up with us at BabyBoomersLive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by EasyWayBroadcasting.com. on Blog Talk Radio.